Well, good morning to the Interbet team and welcome. It's a cold and miserable day here in KwaZulu-Natal, Scottsville, Wednesday, the 29th of July. It's an eight race program, 23 pentrometer, 5 meter false rail, 1240 of the first race, which is a maiden juvenile plate, 1000 meters. It's very difficult to go against Scottsway Hay, but I think Lennox is a big danger, number three, on a good last run and some form to recommend. Race two, maiden plate, 1200 meters. I like the look of Arcadian here at a big, big price, 20 to 1 this horse. Got form, three fair runs, and the collateral form works out extremely well. The problem is you've got one Scotch again, fair first run, it was backed as well. Three, Give Me a Fireball, ran on and was backed as well. So those are the two horses that you look like you've got to beat. Been a bit of money for Rain Man. Interesting comment. Probably need further in time. Race three, maiden plate. They go 1,600 meters. Sparrow Man looks hard to oppose, the cock runner. Lorena gets aboard it. Should go really well here. I thought Trip to Venus, good last run over the court and distance, might be worth including. As with number six, United Tides. Didn't run too badly last time and really improved as well. There has been money for the first time in number seven, Judiciary. Race four, maiden plate. Fillies and mares, they go 1,600 meters. Favorite Soho Celebrity, number one. Good last run, but his second run after a rest. Blenheim Palace is also top of the boards. Ran on last two and took a terrible drift last two. So this is probably my top choice. But be very careful of Hazel Green, number eight. Ran on the poly last time. Ignore it on collateral form and earlier form. Would have a huge chance here. So eight Hazel Green goes into everything. Race five, middle stakes, 1,200 meters. I like two horses here. Seven Tara Star, well-suited course and distance, 8.24. And well-suited to Mobutu, who doesn't get a claim now, 10.36. The big danger and the main horse in the race is nine. So hot, so what? There's been money for this. Third run after a rest. Looks like it's been primed for this race and might even be a banker on the day. Race six, class four, 1,400 meters. Clankaroo from the Vanguard outfit. They've been in hot form. The blinkers are off, which is a real worry. And we saw this the other day. Blinkers off, horse top of the boards, ran nowhere. The hot favorite is Coast of the Sun, number six, on a good maiden win, but going to have to jump up in class here to do something. The Marquee ran really well last time out, and that form ties up with Footalicious, who really loves the course and distance as number nine. Veal goes well with this one too, so I'm going to put in a few horses. Race seven, class four, 1,600 meters, fillies and mares. This is a really difficult race. Everything's got a chance here. Pretty Kiara comes back from a rest. Treasure Island is second run, which is always a big concern. Three, Another Dream. Course and distance, 2-1, an improved last run. Could go well here. My top choice is probably four, Act of Grace. Looks like it's ready, and Chad Little took the ride on this. He could have ridden others. My second choice is Last Car to Pass, the Candace Bass runner. Lorena is aboard it. And my third choice would be Spirit of Shimla, but some form. But I'm going to put in the field in my bigger perm. Race 8, D Stakes. They go 1,600 meters. I thought the find of the race was Double Olympic number 4. He never won over the course and distance, but he just looks like he's ready in a really, really poor race. Splash of Love ran really well after winning a maiden and took a long time to win a maiden, so maybe she's on the improve now and could go and do something. Others in the betting, Christmas Rose, La Madalena. One of those races you're going to have to put in quite a lot of horses to get through with your pick six, place accumulator, and second jackpot. On Interbet, you can get on with the best prices if you're looking to back them, and you certainly can get on the tote, and everything goes through the tote, so you get the tote payout. Have a good day.